Just one observation in the Nosach that we make during the Zimun. In Zimun we say, for example, if you have 10 people, Nevarech Elokeinu She'achanu Mishelo. We use the name of God, Elokeinu. However, when we're going up to the Sefer Torah, there we say, Barechu Et Hashem HaMevorach. We use the name Yudke Vavke. So the question is, why by Torah do we use Yudke Vavke and by Zimun we use the Shem Elokeinu? So the Tosfot Yom Tov in his Perush the Mishnah in Perek Zayin says a beautiful Hiddush. He says Elokeinu represents Din. That's something that is a strict judgment, that is particular, that is from the law. Where Yudke Vavke represents something that is mercy. So he says a beautiful explanation. He writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. Well, the one that creates us is obligated to give us our sustenance. That would not be justice for a father to bring a child into the world and then not provide it its mezonot. So therefore, when it comes to Birkat HaMazon, we say, Nevarech Elokeinu She'achal Mishelo. The fact that we ate, that's Elokeinu, that's justice, which means that's the right thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, so justice says that he has to feed us. However, he did not have to give us a Sefer Torah. Torah is a gift. That already we're considered fortunate that God chose us to be the administrators of this holy book. So then when we go up to the Sefer Torah, we say, Barichu et Hashem HaMevorach, Yud Kevavke, that we're preaching to them the kindness that Hashem, because Midat HaDin did not say that the Jews should get the Torah more than anybody else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and his divine mercy in order to give us the advantage over the other nations. Hence, the Shem Havayah before we read Torah.